As we prepare to receive God's word, let us join our hearts in prayer. O Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, that we may be obedient to your will and live always for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The scripture reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. About this time a year ago, Daniel Hudson, who is a pitcher for the Washington Nationals baseball team, started making the news for kind of an unusual reason. The Nationals were entering playoff season with the team's first ever shot at making it to the World Series. But Hudson missed the first game of the National League Championship Series, won there. Turns out he was in Arizona for the birth of he and his wife's third child. And the baseball community had some really amazing commentary on that. Some folks praised Hudson for being such a family man, putting his family first. But then others criticized him for how disloyal he was to his team. And some people even suggested that maybe his wife should have asked to be induced for labor at a time when it wouldn't have conflicted with the ball team. Hudson's own teammates and manager rallied around him. One of his fellow pitchers put it like this: "We sacrifice so much, and we miss so much during our careers. We miss graduations and weddings. Lots of players might miss their kids' first steps or first words. They're gone 6 to 8 months out of the year. Can't take their kids to school or help their wives with taking care of the kids. So when he said, 'Hey, I need a day to be with my family because my wife is about to give birth,' it was a no-brainer for me. And we all focused our energy on picking him up." Maybe you know the end of this story. The Nationals went on to win the World Series with Hudson there on the pitcher's mound during Game 7 at the bottom of the ninth. There are times in all of our lives when, like for Daniel Hudson, it is a no-brainer. Some events are too important, truly once in a lifetime, that we drop everything to attend to the highest priority. Maybe you've experienced something similar, a time when you were willing to drop everything, rearrange your whole life for what matters the most. A best friend's wedding, a loved one's funeral, a graduation you wouldn't dare miss, family reunion, a sick child or a sick parent, a friend who needs your help urgently. We would all do it in a heartbeat. Move heaven and earth, do everything within our power to be there when it matters the most. That is the kind of urgency that Jesus is trying to communicate in this strange parable. Remember that a parable is an allegory. This is a metaphor. And sometimes parables are over-the-top stories designed to get our attention. So let's take a closer look. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son." Now that sounds exciting. This is the king throwing a party for his own son's wedding. So you know it's going to be good. I wonder who's on the guest list. Will those lucky invitees mark the date on their calendar? Will they cancel all their other appointments? Will they start obsessing over what they're going to wear? And will they brag to all their friends and plaster social media with pictures? He sent his slaves to call on those who had been invited. But they would not come. What? Why? So he sent new slaves with an even more enticing message. "Look, I've prepared dinner. My oxen, my fat calves have been slaughtered. Everything is ready. Come to the banquet." Whew. Dinner sounds delicious. Oxen and fat calves fit for the king's own family. Come on, y'all. But they made light of it and went away. One to his farm, another to his business. I guess work is busy these days. Isn't it always? Even worse, some of those invited guests apparently get so annoyed that this invitation is relentless, that these folks keep coming back with news about the wedding party, that they literally kill the messengers. What is going on here? Shouldn't they be honored and excited at the prospect of being included in this feast? Jesus is sharing a story here as an illustration, a mirror, for how Jesus himself has been met by the important people and religious leaders, the ones who should be jumping at an invitation into deeper discipleship, deeper participation in God's kingdom, have for the most part walked away. But God's banquet will not be empty. If the expected guests won't come, then God will round up others. Maybe some fishermen or tax collectors, Samaritan women, lepers. Go into the streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. So they went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. It's a parable with a twist. The invited and expected guests are too busy. Can't see the significance of the invitation. So the hall is filled with the least likely ones of all. Good, bad, and everything in between. And then it takes another strange turn. The king comes to visit the guests and notices a man who is not wearing the right clothing for a dinner like this one. How'd you get in here without a wedding robe? And he tosses that man out into the darkness. Why would a king expect a man off the streets to even have a wedding robe? And when was he supposed to change clothes? And were they offering coats at the door, like at a fancy restaurant, but this guy just refused? This story is really two parables. One about those who might reject or ignore the invitation to team up with God's kingdom. And the second one is about those who try to come along for the ride, but refuse to change their lives in any significant way. The wedding robe as a literal piece of clothing would never have been expected of somebody who is just gathered in off the streets. But as a metaphor for the kingdom, Jesus is saying that anyone who enters the banquet, anyone who enters God's kingdom, should be ready to put on Christ, to be clothed with righteousness, for our lives to be marked in a new and meaningful way. So yes, be there. Be ready to show up when it matters the most. Rearrange your world if you have to, so that you can show up for God's invitation. Showing up is half the battle, and there is also another half. When you come to the party, be ready for God to change your heart. Be ready to drop your nets and follow. Ready to lay down your weapons. Get ready to share everything you have. Get ready to love God with all that is within you, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Be ready to receive, and then give God's blessings in abundance. Thanks be to God. Amen.